Professor Judith Kleinfeld was so taken with the theory that we are all connected by just 6 degrees of separation that she may just have debunked it. Professor Kleinfeld teaches psychology at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. She set out to replicate the experiment of the late Yale psychologist Stanley Milgram. He had people in one state try to send a folder in the mail to a complete stranger across the country by sending it first to an acquaintance who might be more likely to know the intended recipient. That acquaintance would then do likewise. From such experiments came the popular notion that typically a chain of six would do it. Professor Kleinfeld, you went back to the original Milgram research, and I gather that that conclusion is a stretch of what his data showed.
It certainly is. I was so disappointed to find this because I had always admired Stanley Milgram. He represented to me the greatest that psychology could produce. So when my students said, hey, social science research is worthless, it's just the systematic study of what you already know, I was trying to find a counterintuitive study that would really convince them that social science had something to offer. So I hit upon the idea of replicating this famous experiment that had just caught everyone's imagination, that we live in a world where we can find anybody in just six jumps. But I was in for a big disappointment.
I gather that in some studies, the percentage of people who actually made a connection to someone at the other end of a chain was very low, and also it typically might take 8 or 9 links to make that connection, even within the United States.
Well, the unfortunate truth is that this finding of 6 degrees of separation has leaped into the popular imagination. It's the name of a movie. It's the name of a play. We have the game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. We have a website named 6 degrees of separation. And there's just virtually no evidence for it. That's what I found when I hunted down the original study in the Yale archives.
And in fact, many of the people who were solicited to be parts of these experiments were disproportionately upper income, more traveled, more likely to have connections with other people.
Exactly. The way I looked at the research, and after I went into the Yale archives, I located every study that had ever been done on the small world problem. And there were very few that found that any of the letters ever got through. And those that did tended to come from high-income people. So the people who listen to NPR are probably going to think it's a small world. But that's because they're members of a well-connected elite. The way the world seems to work, according to the evidence, is it's a lot like a bowl of lumpy oatmeal. There's some worlds that are real well-connected, like the traveled eastern coast elites, and there are other people that just can't get through. And those people tend to be low income, and they tend to be black.
In your article on this in the journal Society, you addressed the question also of how it was that a conclusion, the 6 degrees of separation conclusion, which was so little tested, and also counterintuitive, was so enthusiastically embraced by the public as well as by academics. Why? What was so attractive about this idea?
People wanted to believe it because it's a scary world out there. They wanted to believe that we're all holding hands, that we all can reach out and touch someone. And the second reason was many people, religious people particularly, but also non-religious people, didn't interpret these experiences like meeting someone at the top of Mount Everest that you knew from your childhood or knew someone you knew. They didn't interpret it as coincidence. They interpreted it as design, that there was someone, sometimes a god, that wanted these things to happen.
Professor Kleinfeld, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Judith Kleinfeld is a psychologist at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks.